Good Thoughts from Vision's Daily Devotion, The Word for Today.
We read from Psalm 43, verse 5, "Why, my soul, are you downcast?" According to the Counseling Directory, 1 in 10 people are affected by depression at some point in their lives, with up to 10 times more people suffering from depression now than in 1945. And most of them won't reach for assistance because they believe depression is a personal weakness. Now, let's make an important distinction here. If you're clinically depressed, it could be due to a chemical imbalance in your body, and a doctor can help you. But the Bible can help. If you're feeling sad or hopeless, it provides wisdom on how to recover. Your situation won't be solved with a few cliches or a good pick-me-up lecture from a friend. What you need is the wisdom that is from above. After calling down fire from heaven, Elijah sat down and prayed that he might die. Fortunately, he turned to the right source. All at once, an angel touched him and said, "Get up." Now, God may not send you an angel, but he will answer you, lift, and restore you. The psalmist said, "Why, my soul, are you downcast? Why so disturbed within me? Put your hope in God, for I will yet praise him, my Savior and my God." Who is David talking to? Himself. First, he talked to God about his problem. That's what you do in prayer. Next, he listened to God about his problem. That's what you do when you read the scriptures and speak them over your life. That strategy works. It worked for David, and it will work for you too. That's God's remedy for depression from Vision's The Word for Today.
The Word for Today, Australia's most widely read daily devotion. Read it, share it, or subscribe. Free at vision.org.au. Just another way Vision connects faith to your life.